Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. After receiving tips from the public, a special task force arrested a 39-year-old man yesterday morning on Eisenacherstrasse in Schöneberg, who is said to be responsible for the two bank robberies that occurred on Tuesday. On Tuesday evening, the police had published pictures from a surveillance camera on which the perpetrator could be easily recognized, and investigations are ongoing. As we reported yesterday, the two banks were robbed in the western part of the city center between 9 and 10 Tuesday morning. First, a man entered the Commerzbank branch at Hauptstrasse 2324 in Schöneberg around 9:15. Threatened the cashier with a knife, and got away with money he demanded on a bicycle. The 49-year-old cashier was taken to hospital in shock, but was released shortly thereafter, and no one else was injured. And half an hour later, around 9:45, the scenario was repeated at another Commerzbank branch at Kudamm 237 in Charlottenburg. This time, however, a security guard became aware of the situation, and the perpetrator fled by bike without any loot. Investigations are ongoing to be sure the two robberies involved the same man, though the police spokesperson remarked that the description of the suspect and the escape on the bicycle were very similar at both locations. It's also being investigated how much money the perpetrator got away with and whether there's any relation to the previous bank robbery attempt on August 4th. The Senate administration announced a new website to inform the public more comprehensively about the corona situation in Berlin and that daily updated data on the COVID-19 pandemic will be available every evening. This data will also make it possible to compare the infection situation throughout Germany. Health Senator Kalecki announced, quote, "Our online COVID-19 situation report makes the infection situation more transparent for citizens. We have supplemented the epidemiological data with key data on hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients, testing, and test capacities for Berlin. We can see from the current figures that the pandemic is by no means over and that everyone together must continue to be very careful." The system currently reports most infections in the districts of Mitte and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. There, the infection rate of the last week is significantly higher than in the weeks before. For the entire city area, however, the Berlin traffic light system is green in all areas. Case numbers for the corona pandemic and info on the traffic light warning system were previously only accessible via isolated articles on the website of the Health Administration. What is also new about the newly published corona dashboard, however, is that the rate of positive tests and new details about the much-discussed R value will be announced. Previously, the State Office of Public Health, or LAGESO, had only published the best estimate of the value every day, but without specifying the uncertainties of the value. These uncertainties can lead to greater fluctuations in the R value, especially in times of low infection levels, and thus give the impression of a false threat. The new website also includes data on the utilization of Berlin's test laboratories. At the beginning of the week, Senator Kalecki declared that the test capacities in Berlin were 93% utilized, meaning labs were working almost at their limits, even in other parts of the Federal Republic. Michael Müller, chairman of the Board of the Accredited Laboratories in Medicine, or the ALM Association, had issued a warning a week ago that the system would be overburdened by the testing requirements for people returning from high-risk areas. Müller had described a utilization rate of 80% as the, quote, load limit, and, according to Müller, 20% of the lab capacities must actually always be kept free for emergencies. Instead of an obligation to perform tests as was previously the case, Müller therefore argued that tests should be only carried out as and when required. According to the expert community, Berlin's test capacity last week was around 10,000 per day and around 62,000 per week, with around 1% of all samples testing positive. The federal and state ministers of health want to see compulsory tests for people returning from high-risk areas and free corona tests for holidaymakers disappear after the summer travel season. Instead, hospitals and nursing homes will be the focus of a modified test strategy. The ministers presented corresponding proposals on Monday, and today they will be discussed by the state premiers and the chancellor. Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz said after the Senate meeting on Tuesday that Berlin intends to promote the retention of the current test strategy at the federal level as well, because around 50% of those infected in Berlin and Brandenburg could be traced back to people who had traveled back to Germany and were tested. He also believes that tests are important to ensure that travelers behave correctly when they return. That said, according to the reporting via RBB, the aim is to always decide on as many measures as possible together with the federal government and other states. For this reason, the Senate has initially postponed any new corona decisions, but there will be a special session of the Senate immediately after the meeting at the federal level. Because there is currently no indication that air traffic will be discontinued in risk areas such as Turkey or Spain, tests would continue to make sense. To visit the new website, please follow the link in our show notes. The demonstration against the corona measures planned for this coming weekend has been prohibited by the Berlin Assembly authorities. The reason? Expected violations of the infection protection law. The Senate Department of the Interior announced yesterday that, quote, it is to be assumed that there will be violations of the applicable infection protection ordinance among the expected group of participants, as the meetings on August 1st had shown, quote, that the participants had deliberately ignored existing hygiene rules and corresponding requirements. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel went on to say, quote, this is not a decision against freedom of assembly, but a decision for infection protection. It was necessary to decide between the fundamental right of freedom of assembly and the right to life integrity. We have decided for life. Per Geisel, freedom of assembly does not mean being able to disregard existing law. And he added, quote, those who registered for the meetings that took place in Berlin at the beginning of August deliberately broke the rules they had previously accepted in discussions with the police. These included wearing a mouth and nose protection and keeping a 1.5 meter distance. Such behavior is unacceptable, and the state will not be fooled. Unquote. Geisel announced that the police will take drastic action if large crowds of people do form, and that he will also not tolerate any camp of conspiracy ideologists. After the last large corona demo in Berlin on August 1st, there had been heated discussions about the rally and the behavior of the police. SPD leader Saskia Esken, for example, criticized that the demo should have been broken up earlier. Geisel's spokesperson Martin Paligan said at the time that the police had acted in an appropriate and professional manner and according to the law. The residents of the autonomous housing project Liebig 34 must leave the house at Liebigstrasse 34 in Friedrichshain. On Wednesday, the Berlin Regional Court rejected the appeal of the Residents Association against the corresponding eviction action and confirmed the June ruling. The court decided that the default judgment will be upheld. In early June, the court had sustained the landlord's action for eviction against the association, which describes itself as a, quote, anarcho-queer feminist house project, Liebig 34. The court ruled that the autonomous living project must leave the building. According to the ruling, the association was also supposed to pay just under 20,000 euros to the owner. Association lawyer Moritz Heusinger said that he will recommend that the association appeal to the Superior Court of Justice. With this, the legal dispute, which has been going on for years, is likely to continue. The house is considered one of the last symbols of the left-wing radical scene in Berlin. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.